Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, wonderful, beautiful people out there. God bless you. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. It is October 16th, 2015, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh my goodness, this is way later than I usually have my show. However, I wanted to get my show and on Friday, actually, I wanted to minister to you as God will lead me to minister to you tonight. And I am very, very happy to be here. I hope you're happy to listen. God has some wonderful and amazing things for you. I want you to remember before we go into our first song that God is love. Yes, Jesus is a God of love. The whole reason why the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, because he loved us. And he loved us because he does not want us to die in our sins. So Jesus Christ was the propitiation for our sins. That means he took our place. That means we do not have to die in our sins and go to hell, because hell is a real place. Heaven is a real place. And the Bible says when a man dies, after this, the judgment. It does not say after this purgatory. It does not say that you float as a ghost until 10 years and then you could be judged. No, the only time a person is brought out of hell is when the great white throne judgment, and then they're thrown in the lake of fire. So it's better to believe the gospel than to die in your sins and believe what you believe and it was wrong. Now, I know there's a lot of trains of thought out there. There's a lot of thought saying there are many roads to heaven. Well, can I just put it to you in practical terms? If you wanted to, if you have specific directions and it was a mile to get to South Street and you're on Paris Street, you're not going to go down Lakewood to get to Paris, because you have to go down South Street to get to Paris. So I'm saying you're not going to go through the way of Confucius. You're not going to go through the way of Calvinism. You're not going to go through the way of other religions to get to heaven, because there's only one road. There's only one way. And that door is through Jesus Christ. You know, it doesn't have to be confusing. Life doesn't have to be complicated all the time. That's why Jesus said, come to me as a little child, because little children have simple faith. You tell them that you're going to be going somewhere, they believe you. They'll keep asking you until you go, but they'll believe you. So must us in the eyes of God the Father. We are the apple of his eye. We must have the childlike faith. When Jesus says, I am the only way, the truth, and the life, Father, I believe it, and I will live my life accordingly. Some people say, Aaliyah, it's legalism, you know, that I can't have sex before marriage. It's just legalism. No, it's not legalism. It's called holiness. Jesus said that no man can enter into his presence without holiness. Holiness is living the life that God created for us. Holiness is actually for your protection. There's no fun in going clubbing every night, sleeping around, coming home to different people. There's no fun in that. Actually, it's very miserable. I'm not speaking from experience, because that's not my lifestyle. I'm speaking from what I've counseled with people, I've talked to people that I've heard real life stories from, and that by the Holy Spirit that I know. There's no joy in that. There's no joy in sleeping around. So I said, I just went right into the show, didn't I? I apologize for that. I wanted to tell you before we get into our first song that Jesus is a God of love. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he adores you. Yes, he wants you to have the best. But remember, he doesn't want those things to have you. I want you also to remember that the Bible says that God is a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. He loves justice and judgment. When Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he said, wow, you guys tithe off of your mint and cumin, but you have forgotten the greater things, justice and judgment. So God is love. Yes, yes, he's love. But in that love, in all of his compassion, is a consuming fire, is a hatred for sin. Not because God doesn't want us to have a good time. Not because he doesn't want us to enjoy life. Life is beautiful. It is meant to be enjoyed. But God loves the sinner. And he wants to save. He wants to deliver. He knows the end. He knows the road of sin, and it is a heavily traveled road with many, many imprints. He knows the end from the beginning. So if you're on that road, take it from someone who created you, the God of the universe, the one who made you, the one who's been around before you were born, I was born, our parents, our grandparents, our forefathers. He was there. He's seen billions of people die and leave this earth. Take it from someone who knows that a life of sin has an end, and that end is judgment. You know, a lot of people say, Aaliyah, you know, just like we want, if someone broke into our house or if someone committed a crime, we want that person punished. Do you know where all that came from? Do you know that the things of this world is patterned from the things in heaven? God is a God of also mercy. Someone did break, and God forbid, I won't say if someone did, I'll just use it as an example. If someone did break into a home and stole some things, you have the right to forgive that person, and God will have mercy on them. However, that sin of theft will send them to hell. But, you know, that we don't want that, of course, but that's the consequence. That's the consequences of sin is hell, is death and hell. So I wanted you, before we go into the song, I want you to remember that God is a God of justice and judgment. And surely, 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 if we do not live a repentant lifestyle, if we do not repent of our sins, it will lead to hell. It will lead to a place that is separated from God's love. And you don't want to be absent from God's love. You want to be with him, okay? So I wanted to put that out there because there's a lot of teaching about God's love, but they don't realize God, the judgment and justice of God is because of his love, not in spite of it. Okay? All right, so this is our first song, and it's Just Say Jesus. Thanks for joining, and I'll be right back.
Life gets tough and times get hard, and it's hard to find the truth in all the lies.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Glory to God. What a great song. I like that song so much. Do you know there is an explosion in the spiritual realm when you say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? Isn't that a beautiful name? I read a lot of things. I'm in the education field and soon to be in the medical field. And I read a lot. And I read for school. I read for work. But I also read because the Bible calls the Bible calls us wise when we add knowledge to our lips. I am a connoisseur of knowledge and wisdom. And I read a blog about a man who was visited by an evil spirit. And this happens more than you know. And he wasn't born again. He was not born again. He was unsaved. And he just called out Jesus. And that evil spirit left. If he didn't say the name of Jesus, it would have entered him. What happened was he was in a lifestyle that opened the door to that spirit realm. There are many doors. There's only one door to the Father, but there are many doors and portals of the enemy because he wants to trap you and to deceive you. He is a liar and a thief and a destroyer. And so people who lie and steal and cheat, they want to try to trick you so they can deceive you. And the devil does that. So you really have to put on the whole armor of God every day. And we have to pray in tongues so we can know, because Paul says that we are not ignorant of his devices. The Holy Spirit knows that old serpent, the devil. And us as Christians, we have to build up ourselves and on our most holy faith, trusting in God, believing in him, having him to help us. Who doesn't need the God of this universe to help us? So that is the topic of our show today. The God of this universe. I want you to think about that a little bit. And someone saying, Aaliyah, when are we going to start reading in the book of John? I got my book open. I got my Bible. My Bible is opened. I am led by the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father, for your beautiful Holy Spirit. This is his show. It's not mine. I am the least of people, and I am just thankful that God will use me in any way, because I want my life to be a testimony for Jesus Christ. This world, saints, this is not our permanent home. It is a great thing to own a big house and to have a nice clothes and shoes. And we're all grateful for those things. But it's only temporary. And you know what? It's not eternal happiness. It's not eternal happiness. Only God the Father, through his Son Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit can bring eternal happiness. It's called joy. Joy wakes up with you in the morning. Joy walks with you in the afternoon. Joy goes to sleep with you at night. Joy, joy, joy keeps you. Joy keeps you when your husband walks out on you. Joy keeps you when your children want to argue with you because they can't get what they want. Joy keeps you when you have some fussing going on with your coworkers. Joy keeps you when there's an argument with your family. It's joy. And you know what's the company? You know what characteristic is the best friend of joy? Forgiveness. Forgiveness, saints. Oh, Aaliyah, I don't want to hear about forgiveness. Oh, but you must, because unforgiveness is a terrible, terrible thing. Not only is unforgiveness, which has been proven in the secular world by doctors and written in psychology, 80% of the root cause of disease is unforgiveness. 80% causes cancer, heartbreak, multiple sclerosis, unforgiveness. So unforgiveness is bottled cancer, if you want to look at it that way. And you know what, saints? You know what how serious unforgiveness is, what the God of the universe says about unforgiveness? He says that if you don't forgive your brother their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So if you do not forgive your brother of the wrongs that they did, and I know it could be hard, it could be really hard, because we're only flesh and blood, you know. If you do not forgive your brother, Jesus says, how can my Father forgive you? And you know what that means? You will die in your sins. Because you left this earth without forgiving your fellow man. And so you're carrying those sins with you to eternity. The hope of repentance is lost, and you're lost if you do not forgive your brother. So remember, forgiveness is vitally important. It's life or death. Forgive, even if you don't feel like it. Forgive, forgive. And if you don't have the strength, you have an amazing arsenal of help, of spiritual help. I'm going to tell you it briefly because we only have 12 minutes and 16 seconds left in the show. Not only do you have the full armor of God, there's 6 pieces to the full armor of God. Protects your head, protects your feet, protects your heart, protects your midsection, protects your legs, and then you have a sword, which is the word of God. So you have this, you have your bodily, you're protected spiritually, spiritual armor. And then every Christian has a guardian angel. And that guardian angel acts as a messenger from God. Not only do they help us in manifesting the answers to our prayers, but they protect us from the unseen. They protect us from demons. Now, I'm not saying pray to angels because that's unbiblical. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus because the Father, through Jesus, created the angels. Angels are created beings. You don't pray to angels or to saints. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Let's just keep it really simple. That way you won't be confused. And there's great power in doing that. And so you have your armor, your spiritual armor. These are your clothes, you know, just like if you're in New York and it's winter, you put on a vest, a scarf, mittens, and so forth. You're protected. You're not naked. So also in the spiritual realm, you put on your armor and you're not naked. And then you have the Father who's in heaven, the Almighty God, who governs the affairs of this universe. Now, some people are saying, well, Leah, from the looks of what's going on, it's out of control. No, no, dear saints. God is in control of everything. These things must come to pass because just like John prepared the way, John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus Christ, so these end time events are preparing the way for the great day of the Lord. There's no need to worry about what they're doing over there, what they're doing over here. Jesus said, oh, they're going to say the Messiah's over there, they're going to say he's over here, but don't, no, no, no. That's not true. I'm not going to be over there. When Jesus Christ comes, you'll know it. Everybody will see him. That's what the Bible says. So you have your spiritual armor. You have the angels of God protecting you. You have the Father, the God of the universe, governing your affairs. And then you have this awesome, awesome Jesus. This wonderful Jesus who is the great apostle, the author, and the finisher of our faith. This beautiful man who was tempted in all things like as we were. Jesus was tempted in everything. But you know what? We didn't have our beard or our facial hair plucked out one by one. Did you? No man went through the suffering that Jesus Christ went through for us. He went through the same things that you're going through. If you're tempted by drugs and alcohol, if you're tempted by any sort of addictions, sexual, any addiction, spiritual, you're addicted to cars or you're addicted to fame, money, he was tempted in all points, the Bible says. He was tempted on all points, just like we were, because you know why? Jesus could have taken the form, because he was born. Yes, if you say Jesus was born the Son of God, yes, you're correct. But you know what? First, he was born God. The Bible says in John 1:1 that the Son, John 1:2, apologize, that the Word was God. So not only was Jesus flesh and blood on this earth, he was fully God. He was God the Father in the flesh on the earth. And he was tempted in all points, it says that in Hebrews, just like we are, yet without sin. Without sin. When I read that, saints, you know what I think? I said, if Jesus could do it, and he had the Holy Spirit just like we do. Now, Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. I'm believing for that too, just like maybe some of you are. But I'm believing for the Holy Spirit without measure. That means he operated in all 9 gifts of the Spirit. And in my earlier shows, I mentioned that I believe all 9 gifts of the Spirit will be in operation. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So Jesus operated in full measure with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of born-again believers, lives on the inside of me and you, your family and friends, yet without sin. So that encourages me, because you know what? You don't have to lie. If you want something, you don't have to covet, or you don't have to desire your neighbor's wife or husband. You don't have to do anything that's unlawful or ungodly. If there's something you want, ask God for it. And you know what? Most likely, I'm not going to say it's not probably something you need, because I believe that most of you who are listening, when you ask for something, you really need it. But a lot of people ask for things that they don't need. So let's just keep it in proper perspective. If you ask for something, take it to God in prayer. You know, you may find now in this day and age where consumerism is at an all-time high, you might have an extra one that you bought in your closet somewhere and you just haven't located it. But there's so much in being a Christian. Not only are you alive and you're not in hell because you could have died in that car accident or that overdose or that fall that you had, could have died, but you're alive and you have a chance to repent. I thank God for that. But also, you are a light. You are a light shining in darkness. You are a candle on a hill, which light that can't be put out. You are the salt of the earth. And you represent the God of this universe. You represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So in every direction, you are protected. You have your armor on. You have the angels of God who are protecting you. You have the Father in heaven and Jesus Christ sitting on the right hand of God, who is your high priest and intercessor. You have the Holy Spirit. But you know what? This is the thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. He's a real person. Just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, there are 3 beings. He's a perfect gentleman. He cannot operate in a dirty vessel. So if you're dirty, you have unforgiveness, you're not forgiving your spouse, you haven't forgiven them in years, you're withholding, you know that it's a sin to withhold sexual relations when you're married if it's not for a reason that the two of you have agreed upon. It's a sin to do that. If you're in that situation, then you're going to have to clean. You're going to have to repent so you can be clean. A lot of people wonder why their prayers aren't answered. It's because of unforgiveness. It's because of sin. Sin makes you dirty. And it's a spiritual aspect. Just like if you're doing something in the world and you get dirty, you want to take a shower and get it off so you can feel clean. It's much more amplified in the spirit world. So if you want your prayers answered, repent. Repent and get clean. Now, you don't repent so you can do it again, because God says that sin does not abound. You don't continue to sin so grace can abound. No, God forbid you. That means you don't continue sinning because you have grace. No, no. You could die at any moment and you'll die in your sins. We have the grace there to pick us up and to forgive us of our sins. The Father said, Paul said through Paul, that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus knows when we're honest. So repent, have an honest heart, turn away from the sin. That means go the opposite direction. You are going north, now go south and keep going south. Because remember, and the Father told me this during my prayer time, that this world is a dress rehearsal. It's a dress rehearsal, and guess what the main event is? The marriage supper of the Lamb. So pray, repent, ask God to help you to be found worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Repent daily as often as you can, because coming down to that, and ask God to help you to live a holy life. And you know what? If you don't have all the answers, we have the Holy Spirit who does. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in today. I didn't get to play my second song, but on October 31st, which is our next show, I'll play that song. I love you guys. Have a super weekend. Be blessed. And remember, you are beautiful. You are loved and adored. God bless you. I look forward to being with you guys again.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. Of the harvest.